You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-ESIGHT now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-ESIGHT, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond. Welcome! Welcome to the second hour of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. That's right, Blind and Beyond. Right now, we have our guest on the line.
Wait. Hold on before we go to our guest. Hold on.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
Thumbs up, Chris.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Way to go, Chris.
And this is your co-host, welcoming Sharon Giovinazzo from World Services for the Blind.
All the way from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes, all the way. She is the CEO of World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Welcome back.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. Welcome back. How you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having us back tonight. I'm excited.
All right.
I've been playing Lizard all weekend.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, laying in the sun, soaking up the rain.
Oh, relaxing. I don't know. That's not my vocabulary. I don't know.
That's right. So, like I said, thanks for having us on again. Today, we're going to talk about our customer service and call center training program.
Okay.
So, one of the things that makes our program so unique is that we not only offer our vocational programs, but you can also work on your life skills at the same time, like mobility and braille, adaptive technology, independent living skills, all while you're receiving your vocational training at World Services for the Blind. You know, so maybe somebody needs to brush up on their Microsoft Office skills. You can work on that while you're learning how to be a customer service agent. You know, we're all in customer service. We're always trying to sell something to somebody. Or you can go through the call center training and work on securing a certificate as an administrative assistant. But let me tell you what sets us apart from any other call center training programs that are out there, and that's our partnerships that we have. And I'd like to highlight one that's really exciting and that we're taking pre-registration for now. And we are partnering with this little, this little company that, I don't know, has something to do with produce, you know, Apple. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Wow.
We're going to be partnering with the Apple Care Division to help people who are blind and visually impaired work in Apple Care.
Great.
That's cool.
Apple Care has a call center in beautiful Austin, Texas, and that houses 1,000 agents. Can you believe it?
No, we can't.
But that division boasts another 9,000 home-based agents, so they have 10,000 agents. Just think about it. Just 1% of those jobs, we can put 100 people who are blind to work. So what we'll be doing is we'll be training people on how to work as agents for Apple, as well as how to operate Macs, the iOS devices, so they can actually become employees of Apple.
That's amazing. Cool. That really is.
So what's so exciting is that we know that many of the listeners, including myself, I'm kind of addicted. You know, Mom always said an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, I listen really good, and I have one in each hand right now. But we already know that that our folks who are blind are users of these devices, and it's because they're accessible out of the box. But what's even more exciting about this partnership is the outlook for the home-based agents. So we know people don't want to leave their natural support systems, you know, their families, their friends, their church communities, and sometimes that limits opportunities for employment for them. And we hear this all the time. I know you guys hear this. So in recent years, you know, broadband has extended far beyond the borders of where transportation of what our listeners are listening out there right now. So it's kind of like being able to have your cake and eat it too, the best of both worlds. So what we'll do is we'll provide all the necessary training to get the technology and the customer service skills to where they need to be. Then once hired by Apple as an employee, they enter a 3-week training class along with sighted individuals and for the final training phase, and then they become customer service agents in the Apple Care Division. And the vocational rehab counselors who serve people who are blind, they're really excited about this and will fully support this. Thus, it costs the employee or the person who's blind absolutely nothing for training.
It's an amazing opportunity.
10,000 agents, guys, is only one division of Apple. So truly, the possibilities are endless with this.
May I ask a quick question?
Go ahead. It's your show, Michael.
No, this isn't Michael. It's David.
David
works at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Strangely enough, Sharon, when you were on the first time, I was actually a co-host too. So we're like a dueling partners here.
There we go.
So I listened to you when you first joined. But what I wanted to ask is, so are the your clients that are being trained, Are they being trained for a specific area of Apple? Because I know Apple has an accessibility section, for example. Are they getting trained for that, or are they just generally getting trained to be Apple employees?
Well, this would be specifically for Apple Care, but, you know, when you go in and buy a new iPhone or an iPad or a Mac computer, you can buy, I think it's $99, and you can buy Apple Care. So if you have any questions, you can call
in. Oh, it's
in.
Tech support.
But where they're falling short right now is when a person calls in and says, you know, I'm having problems. My rotor is stuck. You know, when you're trying to make an adjustment and, you know, it's frozen. Well, it kind of has the same effect on the agent that's talking to you on the other end, because they become frozen because they know absolutely nothing about it. And, you know, when the agents are sitting in a division such as Apple Care, you know, largely their calls are unscripted. You can't script for everything. So you're going through and you're troubleshooting, trying to figure out, well, when you don't know anything about the accessibility features, and we know there's very little published information about these accessibility features, it's really hard to walk a person who's blind and visually impaired how to go through and navigate when they say, well, I don't know, just touch this icon on, you know, on your screen and do this. Well, it doesn't work the same for us. You need to know the gestures and how to navigate that product. So, you know, in my opinion is that at this point, Apple's already put their money where their mouth is with the accessibility. But they recognize their shortfall in being able to provide the support to a visually impaired user. So they're really stepping up in this partnership.
So, Sharon, I'd like to interrupt here. I have a question. So would people have to move to Little Rock, or would they have to move to Austin? How would this work?
If people in different parts of the country are listening. Well, during the training, they would come to World Services for the Blind in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. And it's going to really largely depend on where their skill set is. Mm-hmm. It depends on how much training that they need. They may not know anything. They may have never picked up an iPhone and know nothing about iPhone, know nothing about Mac. So it's going to be a combination program. We're going to meet them where they're at. And we're going to get them to where they need to go in order to be successful employees with Apple. So they would come for a short time and come and live on our campus. They don't have to give up their houses, because we're not talking about, you know, 2 or 3 years. We're not talking about university level. We're talking about it would be, a few weeks to a few months out of your life in order to be able to secure employment like
this.
And for a lot
exciting.
Of people who would be interested in it, it's people who's already well-versed in the iOS devices specifically. But one of the things they'll have to be able to do is use a Mac computer in order to work, because they're not going to put those, you know, those ones that have Windows in them in their call center. They're actually using their own product.
Their competitor. Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Microsoft would be their competitor. That's true.
Microsoft would be their competitor.
Yeah.
Although
just
I don't think
to me
there's
what
any
saying.
Competition when it comes right now to it. Although I use them all. I use a Mac. I use the iOS.
Yeah.
And I also use a Windows-based PC with JAWS. So, you know, just giving up that little bit of time to be able to enter into a job that, you know, isn't just any call center job. It's something that it's a passion, because I know those of us who use these products, we're kind of addicted to these things. I mean, they're attached to us all the time now.
We're doing
Facebook. We're listening to Blind and Beyond on it. We're doing podcasts. You know, we're updating Facebook. You know, we're texting as we're walking down the road.
It never ends. It never ends. And all hours of the night.
And you have places like the Lighthouse of Central Florida that have classes to teach individuals how to use.
Exactly, and that's another place where an extended partnership can work is, you know, if a place like the Lighthouse is providing the training and can get through some of those basic skill sets, such as using the iOS devices and even the Mac training, you know, then we would just go through what would be the customer service training to make sure their adaptive technology skills are where they need to be, and specifically trained to where on day one when you walk in or you start your classes for that 3-week training course, that it's ready. So right now what we're doing is we're working with Apple and we're modifying their curriculum in order to where whether it's a blind or sighted person that it can be accommodated in the same classroom side by side, to where you're not stuck off in a classroom somewhere by yourself, because you're going to be working in an environment with everybody else around you. So that's how everybody should be trained. But we know, and so we're working on designing or working on their curriculum to take any accessibility features that might be needed. But then when the person gets into that training class and the training delivery manager says, okay, now go to the AppleCare warranty screen and verify the information that that user who's blind, whether they're low vision or totally blind, can access that information, get to that screen, and verify the information.
Empowering.
So, I mean, it truly is. It's one of those things that if you're providing the training there, it would lessen the time for them to have to come to get the specific customer service training for Apple. And then you're only talking about a few, you know, maybe less than a month of training that they would have to be in Little Rock.
Empowering lives. That's what you're doing.
That's our mission, is empowering people.
This
who
is
are
Brenda,
blind
Sharon.
Impaired.
You're talking to Brenda.
Dave's wife. Yep. I'm from the Lighthouse of Central Florida.
And so isn't that an exciting thing? You know, and even
yes.
when you think about it, you know, we have other program offerings, too, such as our IRS training. But often we get people who are really interested, because these are federal jobs, but they don't meet the prerequisites, either having a four-year college degree or 4 years of customer service experience. So literally you could use this as a stepping stone, and that would allow that person to gain the experience that they need, work for a great company like Apple, and then come back 4 years later and say, I have the customer service experience, this is what I've been doing, I've been working for Apple, and apply for that federal job with the IRS.
That's amazing.
That's great, yeah.
And I'm so happy that you explained all the ins and outs of this one particular program today, because people really need to hear that. How does this work? You know, what do I have to do? And it's wonderful. What an opportunity.
So,
Sharon,
so
could you put
really
your phone number again?
We are taking pre-registrations now, and I'm more than happy to talk with anybody about this. They can give me a call. They can send me an email. And, you know, the last time I was on, I had said that, you know, it's really hard to try to copy down my name. So it's really simple now. It's CEO@WSBlind.org. Send me an email. Give me a call. You can ask Lynn. I'm up in the middle of the night.
We both are. Hey, Sharon, I used the CEO, but it came back to me. So thank God I know the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't
well,
work.
I will have my IT department take a look at that.
It came back. So I sent it to the other one, too.
And so we have many other programs as well. So just anybody who wants to take a look at our course offerings, go out there to that newly designed website that we just launched about a month ago, and take a look at the programs that we have. Well, and I say, you know, we're so excited about the partnership that we have with you guys here at Blind and Beyond. And you know, we really appreciate the opportunities to be able to talk with the listeners on a regular basis.
Well, thank you so much for being here, too.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
You guys are great. Can you please give the website out, Sharon? And
sure. It's WS, like World Services Blind, BLIND. Well, I guess most of our people know how to spell that, right?
Yeah.
.org. So WSBlind.org.
And you can hear everybody how excited Sharon is, because they're offering such wonderful opportunities for everybody. It just, you have to take advantage of it.
It's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Sharon.
Well, thanks, guys, and we will talk to you soon.
And next time you come back, you'll tell us about another program.
We'll tell you about another exciting
program.
All
right.
Thank you
we'll
so much.
We'll go back to being a lizard.
Thank you.
For the rest
All
of
right,
the day.
Thank you.
So
bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's great.
Wow.
Well, we're
going
to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We're going to break.
Ah.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a guest all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Marilyn is there. Marilyn, are you there from Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Marilyn, what do you have to say for yourself today, Marilyn?
Hi, Marilyn.
Okay. You might be surprised that I'm asking you this question since I'm from Philadelphia. But my curiosity has the best of me. You said a couple weeks ago, or several people said, when you go to the lighthouse, you get 7 weeks of training. Now, let's say I'm going to give it a silly example. Let's say you're learning how to make French toast, and you're in a class with, say, 3 or 4 people. One puts the eggs in, one puts the butter in, one sets the oven. How do you learn in 7 weeks? Because I know I went for a 12-week training somewhere, and I had a hard time. So how does a person learn in 7 weeks? And I will get off the phone and listen unless someone's going to explain it to me here.
Okay, well, I don't know that answer, so someone has to call in.
Maybe David has to.
David, do you have the answer?
I can give you a good idea. They've been doing this for a long time, so of course they found formulas that work the best, but of course you can't teach everything in a 7-week period. The independent living class is set up to give an individual the most amount of knowledge in a short period of time. But we have people quite often that will go through a class, and sometimes either their vision has gotten worse later, and they decide to come back and take it again, or refresher classes because maybe they didn't think that something was that important when they took it the first time, and later they realize, well, I need to kind of update my skill set in that. I can tell you with technology, for example, we have technology classes where we've got a couple great guys that will teach the iPhone or Android phone as well as computer. And sometimes I can tell you for a fact with Microsoft, every 3 or 4 years, Microsoft Word and Excel is quite different, and you have to re-up your skills. So.
David, not to interrupt you, but what Marilyn's saying, though, if you go to a class...
She's talking about basic skills.
And right. You go to... And let's say there's five people in the same class. Two people maybe, like she said, understanding about butter. The other two people are learning about eggs or something. So you're not on the same speed. How do you all learn 7 weeks
to be
on the same speed?
That's where you have... really good teachers that have done it many times before. It's not their first time through. So they're, and we quite often do get people of different abilities, different speeds, and they know how to juggle these things. Where you're not everyone's going to be putting in the same ingredients, let's say on making a cake, but everyone is still aware. If you're not the one putting in the milk, you're still paying attention.
What I would like to do, David, not to interrupt you, but pardon me, I would like anybody to call in, and maybe you can explain to Marilyn if you ever took a course at the Lighthouse.
If not this week, it could be next
week.
Right,
and if not this week, maybe next week you call in, and you can answer to Marilyn exactly what the question is. In 7 weeks, how do you learn if there's three or four people in that same class, but you're not all in the same speed? Each one's learning something different. How do you all learn in 7 weeks how to make that cake? Each one's learning something different. Some's good on eggs, some good in butter, some good on egg, whatever. So maybe you call the show and we can discuss it. Thank you, Marilyn, for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Michael, would you like to do the second trivia?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
It's trivia time, folks.
Next guest.
Let's go trivia before the next guest comes on. Trivia time. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
Oh, baby, now.
Who's singing the song? I want to know who's singing the song and what the name of the song. So who's singing that song? What's the name of the song? You definitely should know who is singing that song. The phone number is 407-894-1680. That song, Lynn, you said was big in the 80s, right?
1975.
1975 was a top 10 song, 1975. Mm-hmm. Who's singing? You recognize that voice?
They might know the voice, but I think the name of the song is a little difficult.
Well, let's see if you at least
get...
Let's see if you... Tell me right away who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. Okay? The phone should be lit up because everybody, the mothers, the brothers, the cousins, David, you should know who's singing
Glenn, that
song.
Hey, Glenn, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah. Operators are standing by.
Glenn was complaining he couldn't get through because so many people were tying up the lines. Call, Glenn.
You know, you. I'm talking to you now. You in the sofa, you there. You know who's singing it's all?
Yeah.
Dialed. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't talking to you. Said the one sitting on the sofa. I'm sorry.
Talking about you. You're in the peanut gallery.
You're in the hot room.
407-894-1680. You're listening to Blind and Beyond
Radio Show.
Way beyond.
Listen, if you want to write to us, you want to look us up. It's Blind. No, well, first of all, you have to dial Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn, why don't you give that phone number again, the 518 number?
Certainly, my dear. It's 518-712-0057.
That's if you're not home, you want to be away, and you're away somewhere in Chicago or Detroit or Philadelphia. You're not in your car. That's the phone number to call in. Say it again, Lynn.
518-712-0057. I hear that number in my brain.
Now, you can also, you know,
what
if you have a phone with an app, you can tune in. It's called TuneIn Radio.
Right. That's what I use.
You can just go to WOKBRadio.com.
David?
Yep. WOKBRadio.com.
He just goes to his phone app and tunes in TuneIn Radio, and it comes up the show.
How do you do that, David? You go to TuneIn and tell people how to do that.
Well, once you have an app, all you need to do is bring up TuneIn Radio, and then you'll hit the icon for local programming. If in fact you are here in the Orlando area.
Well, what if you're in Chicago?
If you're in Chicago, then you look up Chicago, and it'll show you all the different if you're in Chicago, you'll want to look up Orlando, and you'll see the WOKB right under that.
Or you can go to WOKBRadio.com and find the word On Air, and the drop-down menu just says Listen Live, and that's how you hear find
hey,
us.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I think we might have someone who wants to answer this question.
Okay.
Our first-time caller right here from Orlando. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, put your hands together for Tom.
New name.
Hey, Tom. Tom?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. Are you sighted?
Hi.
Hi, Tom. Are you sighted?
I can barely hear you.
Are you sighted, Tom?
Am I excited?
No, excited too. But are you sighted?
Oh, yes.
That's great.
Well, great. We love having sighted.
Is this the first time you listen to our show?
Yes.
Oh, hope you like it.
Yeah, it's interesting so far.
Well, thank you. So, who do you think singing that song, Tom?
Who do I think is singing it, or who is singing it? It's obviously Smokey Robinson.
That's right, yeah. Smokey Robinson, the great Smokey Robinson. The great Smokey Robinson.
The song is "Baby, That's Back at You." By a Storm album. I don't know.
That's right. Well, you
kind of hard not to know.
Tom, you're impressive, Tom. There, dude.
Right. Way to go!
You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You can use Dunkin' Donuts. Or you also use it at Baskin Robbins for ice cream.
I love when we have a new listener that wins.
Absolutely. Tom, I hope you keep on listening, and it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond. I hope you keep on listening.
Sure, I'll be tuning in, of course.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, just leave your name and address so we can send it to you off the air. Don't hang up, and he'll take your name and address, and we'll send you this $10 gift card.
Tom, I recognize that voice, man. Good to have you in there.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, keep on listening. I believe we're going to break now.
We're going to break?
Right, yes, and then we have our guest.
Okay, we're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind
to
Beyond. Tom, stay on the line. Don't go away.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. We're from Orlando, Florida. The phone number here, 407-894-1680. We've got a guest. That's right. All the way from... Well, I'm not sure if he's from Delaware or Maryland. I'm going to have to ask him. His name is the great David Goldfield. David Goldfield, you there?
I am. Hey, David. I don't know about the great part,
well,
but
I think
the David
great.
Goldfield part is here.
Well,
yeah.
I think you're... Look, besides being an expert of what you do for accessibility, I think you are a great... Let's put it this way. I'd have you on many times, my pleasure. But tonight I would like to talk about you traveling to and from work every day, because people are sometimes blind. They're afraid to go around the corner. And here, tell the folks how you go to work every day, if you would please, David.
Yes, I will. First, thanks for inviting me on the show. It's
our
a real pleasure,
pleasure
to talk
pleasure.
To you guys.
You're welcome. David, meet I forgot who you were. Meet Dave Hillebrand and Brenda Hillebrand.
How's it going there, David? Good to meet you, man.
Today.
Hello, Dave and Brenda.
Hello, Dave.
Good to talk to you guys as well. So
all
looking
right.
forward to dialoguing with all of you. So,
I'm anxious to check out that blog, too, man.
Oh, please do. Yeah, please do. It's David Goldfield, my name.info. But anyway... So, Michael, you were asking about my travel situation and how I get to and from work.
Right.
So I live in Maryland, very close to Delaware. Sorry about that. And I work in Philadelphia. So there's a couple of components to this. The first thing is that I do get a ride from our house to the train station from my wife. So my wife does drive me in, and that's a small part of the travel experience to Delaware. And from there, what I do is I get out of her car and make sure I say goodbye and make sure I give her a kiss goodbye. And then there is a commuter train that leaves from Delaware, where I get off, and makes a whole bunch of stops. I would say about a dozen stops.
Wow.
But its final stop is in Philadelphia, and that's where I get off. And from there, the place where I work is located right off of the train station. So you go in the train station, and there is an area that leads into the main lobby of where I work, and from there I take an elevator to the floor where my cubicle is. So there's several different parts to this. Going home is almost the same thing, except that on afternoons when my wife is not able to pick me up, I use a service that some of your listeners may have heard of and some of your listeners may not have heard of it. And it's an app. I'm not saying this is a form of advertising. It's just a way of relating the information. I use Uber on a semi-regular basis. And essentially, that's where you, with a smartphone or I guess a tablet, but most people probably do it with their smartphones, you can actually request a ride from your current location to another location. So in my case, sometimes in the afternoon, I'll take an Uber from the train station in Delaware to my home, and the app will tell you who the driver is and what the license plate number is and what kind of vehicle the driver is using and even how far the driver is from your location. So it's a really accessible and very efficient service. And so either I take Uber or usually my wife is able to pick me up in the afternoon, and from there I am home. So that is pretty much how I do the travel from home to work.
Okay, wait a second, David, you oversimplified this, and I thought maybe you would, but let's go back for a minute.
Sure.
You are blind, is that correct?
Yeah, so that's an important thing that I guess
but the point is this way, you're oversimplified because here's what I'm questioning.
Yeah.
When you get on the train and you get off the train, right? How do you know which way to go? Left, right, center, any which way? How do you know which way to go?
So there are, it's a good question. And there, the way that I did this, because the job that I have now is pretty recent. So it's not a job that I've had for years and years like my last one. So what I did with this one, because it can be a bit of a complex route going from the train station through the lobby to the elevator to where the offices are where I work, I hired the services of what is called an orientation and mobility instructor. They're often abbreviated as O&M instructors. And so what they do, and, you know, I'm a cane user. There are people who use guide dogs. I choose not to. So I'm a white cane user. And what this instructor did was showed me various tactile landmarks that do not require vision. So he could say, for example, okay, when you get off the train station, at the train station, we make a right, and then when you hit this landmark, you make another right, and there are the stairs. And then when you hit the stairs, you make a right, and so he would show me not only make a right here and make a left there, but different landmarks and things that seem maybe not very important to a lot of people, but they can be used as very good landmarks. So
pardon me, David, to interrupt you. One second.
Yeah,
what
sure.
What train station are you in Philadelphia?
What train station?
Yeah.
So in my last job, I used to get off at what we used to call Market East, which has now been renamed Jefferson Station. With my current job, it's close by, but it's the suburban train station.
But this is a big station, right?
It is a pretty big station.
Right.
This is not a little small station, right? Area.
Right. Well, that's what I'm trying to get across to you so you can tell the people, because this as I said, you're oversimplifying, because this is not a little station where people may think, well, it's like Orlando, a little station. This is no little station.
You're correct. There are different entrances. There are food courts all over the place.
Correct.
There are various types of businesses all over the place.
David?
So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely correct when you say that.
David, did you hire somebody locally from the Philly area?
I actually did, and what I would say to your listeners who might anticipate being in this situation, or for all I know, there could be someone listening who's in the situation now who's saying, you know, I'm starting this job, I have no idea what to do, I have no idea where to go or how to do it, and I would encourage those people to do as I did. Now, that is not the only way to do it, but for me, that was the easiest way. And by the way, I also don't want to give you the impression that I only needed one lesson with this guy and I memorized it. There are some people who are like that. And my brother, who you've had many times as a guest on your show, has a real talent for being able to remember routes. He's like a he's got like a built-in GPS in his head.
Good old Jason.
And I'm not just saying that because he's my brother. He really is amazing.
Yeah.
I do not, whatever talents I may have, that is not one of them. So
he goes to the mall. He goes everywhere.
Okay. I'm sorry?
No, I said, I know he goes to the mall. He goes everywhere by himself.
Yeah, he does. And what that in itself is not amazing. What is amazing from my perspective is that he doesn't need a lot of repetition in order to get a route down pat in his head. I actually do. So I would say, to be perfectly honest, because I don't want to appear as some sort of super being, because I'm not, I would say it took about a month and a half until I got to the point where I said, I think I got this. So I worked with this guy for maybe three or four times in the course of several weeks. And I would say to your listeners, you know, if there's someone who is in that situation, or someone that you know, maybe you know who might be in that situation, or even if it's not for a job, maybe you're just in a situation where you say, you know, I don't even know how to get out of my house and go to the supermarket around the corner or to the drugstore across the street, because that can seem so daunting and so frightening to a lot of people. And what I would say is that usually in your area, and I know this is true in Philadelphia and this is true in your area, Michael, there's always some sort of agency or organization that can allow you to, you know, use the services of a trained travel instructor who knows how to work with blind people, even if it's someone who is very newly blind. And people who've done this for a while are really good at it. They know how to teach it. And I would say don't be afraid to use the services of such a person, in the same way that hopefully if you're sick, you're not afraid to go to your doctor and use his services. Or if you have a pulled tooth, you're not afraid to go to a dentist and ask for his services. That's what these people are getting paid for. So I would say for this, don't be afraid to seek out the services of a trained orientation and mobility instructor. They know how to do it. It may be new for you, but it's not new and scary for them, and they know how to make it simple.
And when you go in an elevator, I assume you know Braille.
Yes, I do know Braille quite well, but believe it or not, I don't use it in the elevators. I take that back. So I do use it in the elevator to push the button for my floor. But even if you don't know Braille, a lot of elevators have the numbers that are in regular print that are embossed. And so if you know what those numbers look like, if you're someone who used to be sighted but you're not now, you might be able to feel the imprint or the outline of the numbers. But even if you can't, you can learn that, okay, if I have to get to the 23rd floor, it's the second column and the third button down. And then you don't have to worry about what it says, because once you know that, you push the button, and then it emits a tone. It just makes a noise for each floor, and you just count tones. And even if I've lost count, there's always someone in the elevators going to and from work, so I'm never afraid to say, hey, are we on the 20th floor, or is this the 23rd floor, or wherever I'm trying to go
That's
to.
That's the place where I always have problems when I get on elevators. That's the only place I'm afraid of ever in my life. That's the only place, the elevators.
Yeah, it's not so
Yeah,
bad.
Well, they can be a bit challenging, yeah. But usually if it's an elevator that you know you're going to use on a regular basis, you get someone sighted, and if you know that, okay, every day I'm going to have to get to the 11th floor, ask someone who's sighted, who's very patient, who knows, you know, how to find this, and say, hey, which button is 11 or which button is 10? And then you can sort of feel the tactile pattern. Oh, 10 is, it's on the top row in the second column. And then you can walk in that elevator with confidence, because even if nobody's there, you can still push that button and get to the floor that you want. And hopefully the elevator will either have tones, which they do in many new buildings, or it will, some of them will actually speak the floor that you are going to or that you land on.
Well, all I can tell you is you still
say... I enjoyed listening to David. He's really helpful.
Listening to you, I'll still say for many of our listeners, you're great, okay? Because not everybody, trust me, not everybody would be doing what you're doing. Trust me. Right, David?
It's true.
That's right.
Yeah, so, but I really can't stress that enough, is that don't be afraid, because it, you know, for me, I could have said, you know what, I've been working in this field for 25 years, I'm not going to call on someone, I'll just figure it out. And I could have done that, but it is a lot easier, just, again, if you use your analogy with the doctor and the dentist, hopefully you don't sit and suffer with a toothache or a headache. You know, why suffer and be afraid and stressed out? And believe me, I was in the beginning, you know, with traveling. But why go through that drama and that aggravation when you can seek out the services of someone? And if someone says, some people might say, well, that's all well and good for you, but I can't afford that anyway, even if I could find someone. But many times if you know, contact the right people and you plan ahead, a lot of times the local state rehabilitation organization, especially if it's a job-related situation, will often pay for that. So many people, and I've worked with many clients in my last job, who were able to get free training in how to travel, take buses, take trains, go to the mall, go from their house to wherever they needed to go without paying anything. I'm not saying that you'll be able to acquire that service within 2 days of applying, but I'm saying that if you apply and do everything early and fill out the appropriate paperwork, you may find that whatever state you live in will be able to provide an orientation and mobility instructor.
Well, thank you so much, Great. David, for coming on today. We got to go to break, but I thank you very much, David.
Thanks.
David, that's
You're
David
welcome.
Goldfield. Thank you so much.
We'll
thank
talk
you.
To you again.
We'll talk to you
God
again.
Bless
nice
you
to have
too.
You on again.
Take
All right,
care.
We're going
Bye,
to break.
David.
Stay on the other side. Don't go away. Right back.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-ESIGHT. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Listen, eSight glasses. Anybody who's interested in eSight glasses, don't forget, when you call in, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and they give you a special large discount. Don't forget to say Blind and Beyond when you call eSight. Don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and they will give you a special discount. A nice one, too. Listen, I heard the foghorn. That means we only got a few minutes left. And by the way, this week, Friday, I'm heading for Philadelphia. I'm going to get my cheesesteak. The minute I get off that plane, I'm heading to Pat's. That's right, in Philadelphia. I'm going to get myself a steak sandwich. That's right. Can't wait.
Nice.
I'll be back Sunday at this show. Don't forget, I'll be here, and I'll be reporting back to you about my great trip. And David, you still there? I hear the music.
I am still here.
Well, I want to thank you and Brenda for coming on board today.
We
really enjoyed it.
So much fun.
Our pleasure. We love being with you guys.
It's great for being with you once again.
Great being with you and Brenda
and Chris Shaw.
Dave and Chris.
Another great job. Another great job.
Thank you, Chris.
I want you to tell you and Cliff, thanks a lot, both of you.
And I would like to thank Sharon calling in from Little Rock. Sharon, the CEO of World Services for the Blind, Sharon Giovinazzo. And David Goldfield calling in. Thank you, David, for sharing your experiences with us.
Yeah, he's something else.
He is.
Something
I love listening
I hope I do a good job myself. Don't get too lost when I get off
just
the plane.
Think about David and what he said.
I'll have my wheelchair. It's going to take me right to the plane in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get off the plane, and then I'll see what's going to happen. Hopefully I can make to the baggage myself. And everything will be all right after that.
You'll make it.
I hope so.
He flew to Texas by himself.
And I'm not too worried. You know what? I got a mouth. I can always ask questions. I can always ask. Biggest problem is when I need the men's room. So I have to say, where's the men's room?
We'll talk about travel
always,
one of these days.
And they always say, where's the men's room? It's over there.
It's
right over
there.
I say, yeah, pardon me. The left, the right, where? Well, just go straight ahead. Okay, thanks. Anyway. Can't wait to speak to you and see you next week. I'm really looking forward to Philadelphia. I got to go to a diner, check it out. One of my favorite diners there in Philly. And I'll get at least I'm going to get at least 3 or 4 cheesesteaks in me before I come
I guess
back.
We'll get a dining out report from Michael.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to Pat's. I'm going to go to Jim's. Yeah. I'm going to go to a lot of different places.
Safe travels there, my friend.
So, David, Brenda, it's been real. Lynn,
hold on to your wallet there.
Yeah. I want to thank you all very much.
Thank you
for listening.
Next week, we have a super great show. We got my man...
Gary.
My good man, Gary Sinclair, will be our host.
Right.
That's right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, look forward to talking to you next week. Have a good week, everybody. Take care.
Can't wait to speak to Gary in the stage right here.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirt together. We're polishing up our act.